preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
But guess what? God wants more. I know you have to deal with stress and you work under pressure, but guess what? God still wants more. I know some of you sing in two choirs and you serve in three ministries and you come out to the church two and three times a week, but guess what? God wants more. This world and everything in it is going to pass away. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We are not to conform. We are not to emulate. We are not to fashion ourselves after this world. We are not to follow the fellowship of this world. The Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Church, we must refuse to compromise our principles. Our example should be clear for others. We must live holy for Jesus. Folks shouldn't have to wonder if we are a Christian or not. And so the text tells us to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This world seeks to destroy our Christian heritage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This world seeks to deconstruct our faith. This world seeks to reconstruct our values. This world seeks to undermine our identity in Christ. But the world will not prevail against the church because we already have the victory in Christ Jesus. You are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind before we came to Christ. Now, this is supposed to be before we came to Christ. Our minds were carnal. Before we came to Christ, Satan had blinded our minds. Before we came to Christ, our mind had become full of vanity and emptiness.
Yes.
But thanks be to God, there was a Savior that came into our lives and our minds have been renewed. Do we have any renewed minds in here this morning? Thanks be to God that a Savior came into our lives and our minds were transformed by the image and presence of Jesus Christ. We thank God that we don't act like we used to act. Thanks be to God, we don't talk like we used to talk. Thanks be to God, we don't walk like we used to walk. Thanks be to God, we don't live like we used to live. We are a changed people with a changed mind because now we have the mind of Christ. We are a new creation and we have been transformed. And because you have been transformed, you can say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. And because you have been transformed, you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Because you have been transformed, you can walk with the Lord. Because you have been transformed, you can sing. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because you have been transformed, you can say, I am standing on the promises of God. And because you have been transformed, you can say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you haven't done all that God requires of you, what you've done in the past is insufficient. What you did yesterday is not good enough. Some of the stuff that you have been doing all your church life does not measure up. wants you to worship and he wants you to praise him. He wants your song and he wants your service. He wants your heart, church. He wants all of your being and all that you have. Your life is to praise God and to please God. It's all about God, church. This ain't about you and this ain't about me. The church ain't about us. The choir is not singing to you or for you. They are singing for the glory of God. You see, in this place, God gets the glory in this place. We are gathered in this place to worship our Lord, our God, and our King in spirit and in truth. We are gathered up in here this morning to give him honor, to give him glory, and to give him praise. Do I have a witness up in here this morning? Did anybody come in here this morning to give him honor, to give him glory, and to give him praise? This gathering is not about us and our feelings this morning. It's all about God and his darling son, Jesus Christ. Paul says, present your bodies. He didn't say anything about receiving. We came this morning to worship God in spirit and in truth. We came in here this morning to give God praise. We came in here this morning to thank him for all that he has done for us. I don't know about you this morning, but I am blessed. I am blessed to be here this morning. I am blessed and I am stress-free. I am blessed just knowing and understanding that it is not about me, but it is all about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Paul says present, which means to give. Some of us try to impress, but we never present. We try to play the crowd without bowing down to the Christ. We do all we can do to be seen, but we don't mind if we never see Jesus. We put our money in the basket, and we carry our Bibles up under our arm. But this thing is not about impressing, church. This thing is about presenting. It's about presenting. Don't just lay your all on the altar, but lay yourself on the altar. Don't just give God your problem. Let him know that you are at his disposal. Don't just ask him to lay his hands on you, but tell him, use me, Lord, in your service. Tell him that you are willing to go all the way. Can I get a witness up in here this morning? Because it's not about us. It's all about God and his son, Jesus Christ. Paul tells us, church, to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Just know this morning, God doesn't want dead and cold. God doesn't want your cold heart, your cold looks, and your cold dead service. He doesn't want you to show up with a mean look and a bad attitude. He doesn't want you to be lukewarm in your praise and dead in the service. God wants a living sacrifice. We don't want no dry bones up in here, but we want something that's alive. He doesn't want something to be burned on the altar, but he wants somebody with some fire shed up in their bones, ready to give him praise, ready to give him glory, and ready to give him honor. Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, based on what I said before, this is what you ought to do. So since you have something for God, you ought to give something to God. Since the Lord has been good to you, you ought to be faithful to him. Since the Lord has changed you, you ought to give him some praise. Since the Lord has picked you up out of the mire and clay, the muck and the mud, you ought to lift up holy hands. And so as I hurry on to my seat this morning, the text says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Well, Sister Rita, what is a reasonable service? Reasonable service is when you don't understand life, but you praise God anyhow. Reasonable service is when you don't like what's going on, but you lift up holy hands anyhow. Reasonable service is when you believe in God's goodness in spite of all the evil that is happening around you. When you don't understand what is going on, give him praise anyhow. When you cannot see your breakthrough, give him praise anyhow. When what he asks of you seems more than you can handle, give him praise anyhow. Because Paul told us to present our body as a living sacrifice. Church, give God all you got. Give him all that you have. And that is your reasonable service. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. When you tell God to use your hand and to use your feet, that's a living sacrifice. When you cry out, Lord, here I am, send me, that's a living sacrifice. When you say, where he leads me, I will follow, that's a living sacrifice. God didn't send a committee to study the matter. He didn't send a lamb to lie on the altar. He didn't send a dove or a rainbow sign. When it was time to save us, God sent a living sacrifice. He sent Jesus all the way from heaven down through 42 generations. He sent Jesus to heal the sick. He sent Jesus to raise the dead. He sent Jesus to give sight to the blind and joy to those in sorrow. God sent Jesus to preach good news to the poor. He sent Jesus a living sacrifice. And this is the same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee. This is the same Jesus that walked on the water. This is the same Jesus that spoke to the storm. This is the same Jesus that fed the hungry. God sent Jesus a living sacrifice. God was in Christ reconciling the world back into himself. That's a living sacrifice, church. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's a living sacrifice. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins. That's a living sacrifice. They nailed that living sacrifice to the cross. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. He hung there between two thieves. The thief on the left had an unrepentant spirit. He mocked Jesus and he refused to believe. The thief on the right repented of his sins to Jesus, and on that day he was with Jesus in paradise. Jesus soon gave up the ghost and he died. But just as he promised, tear this temple down in 3 days, I will raise it up again. And just as he promised, church, early on the third day morning, he got up from the grave with all power, not just some power, but he got up with all power in his hands. He was a living sacrifice. And Paul is telling us that he wants us to be a living sacrifice. Oh, how we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on the cross. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh.
Isn't it amazing? I stood up through all half of that sermon. Sister Cotton had.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.